Good morning. I'm glad you're here today. Truly I am. I know you have a choice of what to do, so thank you for choosing to be here. I want to look for a moment at a portion of this gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, says Jesus. He's quoting Isaiah here, a reading from the scroll, as we know from this text. Saying, in effect, this is what I've come to do. I've come to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, let the oppressed go free. And sometimes I think we can hear those words and it can be a bit abstract and think, okay, he's come to translate me from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, from sinner into righteousness. And all of that is good and right, except it's hard to make it very tangible. I mean, it's more of a mental thing. You can't prove you've actually gone from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, can you? I mean, and you certainly can't prove to me that you're no longer a sinner, although you're also the righteousness of God. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's a little abstract. And so I want to look at this and how can this kind of touch us in some more tangible ways. Well, about 2.5 years ago, I preached my first sermon to you upon my return to St. George's near the end of August 2022. And again, it's hard to believe it's already been 2.5 years. It feels like just a week ago to me. And that sermon, that first sermon as I came back, was centered upon a song by the British rock band The Who, called The Real Me. The refrain, "Can you see the real me?" Talking about vulnerability. Often we all posture and people don't get to know who we really are. But a community of faith has to begin to understand and see that there's more to us than the things I simply want you to see about myself. Well, I want to share a little bit more about things like that with you today. When I was growing up as a little boy in Southwest Texas, I attended preschool, and to help integrate a racially divided community, Hispanic and Anglo or white, about the year 1970, I was put into a preschool on the other side of town. So literally, we went across the tracks, and I went to preschool across the tracks. Well, one of the aspects of this preschool room, in my memory, is that in the very center of the room, there was a big clawfoot porcelain bathtub. Not hooked up to any plumbing, just a bathtub sitting in the middle of the room. And if you had done your studies and played well with others and kind of done the right thing, when it came to be nap time after lunch, you got to take your nap in the tub. And that was it. I mean, that was the gold star standard right there, you know, to take nap in the tub. And my mom tells me that I was pretty upset if I didn't get to sleep in the tub every time. That says something about me a lot. But in order for the teachers to do their best in teaching and again to help the community integrate and heal, even if there were times when I deserved to sleep in the tub, they would award somebody else. Made me mad. I was watching. I knew I had done well. So there was something about wanting to be in the tub that began to seep its way into my heart and soul and my bones. The tub became to me a world in which I had done right, that I was good. The tub was a place where I was safe and secure, where I was accepted, where I was noticed, where I was blessed. But it was also the exact place I later would find that I become undone. Great song by the Guess Who called Undone. It's a deep cut. There's a few fans out there. The Guess Who, Undone. Well, I don't know if you can see this. This is a replica of a copper wash tub. My mother gave this to me as a graduation present from seminary. She said to me as she gave me the box and I opened it, she said, "Malone, you have to stop living in the tub. You have to stop living in the tub." This sits on my desk in my office. I see it every single day in front of me. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," says Jesus. "He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free." Can you see the real me? Nothing has so negatively and deeply affected my life as living in the tub. I carried it with me when I left preschool. You see, in addition to preschool, a steady diet of fear-based and works-based Christianity, coupled with an understanding that sin and darkness was mostly wrapped up in things out there like thievery and murder and things that I likely wouldn't feel like I'd done, being dishonest, maybe being a lukewarm believer, all of those things out there. So coupled with those things, thinking that the problem was always more out there, I was working to be good. It fed a tragic yoke of perfectionism and striving. I needed to be right and I needed to be good because this was my secure place. Well, I didn't realize it at the time, but down the line I realized this affected my ability to trust other people. They might take advantage of me or betray me. The tub isolated me emotionally and sometimes even physically from other people. In my mind, we were in competition. I didn't see it. It's like a fish in the water who doesn't know they're in water. It's just, it had been ingrained in me. It had seeped its poison in me. It was oppression that I didn't even know was there. I share a bit more of the real me with you because I know that I'm not alone. There are some, maybe many of you here, who struggle with less than these kind of weird outside big habits, and they're not unimportant at all. They afflict our brothers and sisters all the time. But there are many of us who look at those things and say, "Well, that hasn't really affected my life. I must be okay." But there is an oppression that dwells much more deeply within. And this is the captivity that Jesus has come to confront and to proclaim release. He wants you and me to see recovery of sight to the blind. And yes, that's recovery of sight to the literal blind. But it's also recovery of sight to those things that we are blind to that keep us from being who we have been created to be. It has affected my relationships, my marriage, relationships with my siblings and friends, this toxicity that I didn't even realize was there, and I began to see. He's come to free us from this oppression to which we often become comfortable. And we can hardly think of our lives any other way. Yes, the real me wears this collar. I've studied, I've won awards, I've, you know, been here. I live a life that most people probably look at me and say, "You're just blessedly successful." And much of that is true. Yes, I've lived a good life, but you need to know, I understand the daily struggle. This tub calls to me every single day. And when I'm not in its warm yet tragic embrace, I often feel ashamed and that I've failed at life. I make a mistake and I realize I'm not in the tub. I've let myself down. I've let somebody else down. Each one of us has our own version of this tub. Wounds which ache deeply within us. Sometimes we've forgotten that they're even there. These are the very prisons that the Lord seeks to free us from. And if we ignore them and think liberty only applies to these other problems that are out there, we remain in the darkness. We just flat foot down the road of life. And this freedom that I speak of, though, is a journey of trust. Learning to trust Jesus with our wounds, with the skeletons in our closets, and with the shame which we dare not show anybody else. It oppresses us and it keeps us from living freely. Jesus sees the real you and he wants to reintroduce you to yourself. Our passage from Corinthians, I don't have time to go into it, but it's such an important passage. For just as the body is one and has many members, though many, we are one body. Although we are different, we all struggle with our different forms of this tub, but truly we are in this together. That's what this passage is saying. We have our own gifts. We also have our own oppressions. And we begin to realize that we are in this together. It begins to open up compassion for our sisters and brothers, knowing they are struggling with something that I don't know about. Their version of the tub. It may not be perfectionism. It may be something completely different. Things that we think, oh, that's not such a big deal. Except it is. It affects the way we live. In the mid-1980s, Scottish rock group Simple Minds reluctantly decided to record a song, "Don't You Forget About Me." Someone else had written it. They didn't want to record it. As you know, or may not know, I don't know, the song was written as part of the soundtrack for a movie called The Breakfast Club. About five high school students with very different personalities who spend a day in detention together, a Saturday, and they find common ground in each one, although they're very different. The question that the movie asks, the overarching question is, will they remember their time together and act any differently around each other when they return to school and their cliques? And they begin to face peer pressure to act within their roles. I hope you never feel like when you come here this is detention. But worship is us gathering together on a day to come hear about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to hear from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to hear him say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to free you from oppression." And that's not just abstract oppression. It's the real oppression. The question is, will we remember our time together this morning and in this community and act any differently when we're around one another, when we return to our lives and we face the peer pressure out there to act within our roles? In other words, will I get back in the tub? All of that is well and good, but here, this is the most glorious thing, or one of the most glorious things about our Lord and Savior. Makes me tear up right now. Even if I do, no matter how often I crawl back into this tub, Jesus joins me there. The psalmist says, even if I make my bed in hell, you are there. Even if I make my bed in hell, he is there. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love endures all things. Jesus is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He will never leave me nor forsake me. and he will join me theirs and continue to say, Malone, I've come to set you free. Malone, you are not meant for life in the tub that oppresses you and keeps you closed up and won't allow you to be vulnerable with others. But when you're there, I will go with you there every time. Because what I know, Malone, is you see, in time, we will walk out of that prison together. The oppressed will go free. It must be, for that is truly justice and righteousness and freedom. He sees the beginning from the end. He joins us in our tubs, and he tells us, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I have come to proclaim liberty for you, and we'll find it. Amen.